Hi, welcome. My name is Rebecca Graham. I'm a master's student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and today I am pleased to present our research entitled Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Impacts on Yield-Scaled Nitrous Oxide Emissions in Maize. So for a little bit of background, Illinois is one of the top corn-producing states, and because of these high yields, that requires a lot of nitrogen inputs, and these nitrogen fertilizers are drivers of both crop productivity and nitrous oxide emissions. And the reason that we care about nitrous oxide emissions is because it has 300 times the global warming potential of carbon dioxide, which is a potent greenhouse gas. And for our study, we wanted to measure these nitrous oxide emissions using yield-scaled measurements because that links both agronomic productivity and environmental sustainability. So other researchers have looked into the effects of enhanced efficiency fertilizers on nitrous oxide emissions. Parkin and Hatfield in Iowa and Dell et al. In Pennsylvania found that these fertilizers were not effective at reducing nitrous oxide emissions in their systems. Omenode and Vinn found that UAN and nitropyrin did reduce nitrous oxide emissions. Fernandez et al. Found that ESN was effective at reducing nitrous oxide emissions in their system. And Venturi et al. Found that urea did reduce emissions when compared to ammonia injection. And Halverson et al. Found that in irrigated systems out west, enhanced efficiency fertilizers were very effective at reducing nitrous oxide emissions. Now, given all of this background research, we wanted to look at this in an Illinois context because few studies have compared enhanced efficiency fertilizers to ammonia injection, which is the most commonly used fertilizer in Illinois. So, the context of our study, we wanted to include ammonia injection as a nitrogen source for comparison. Our fields are mostly rain-fed corn-soybean rotations in moderately high clay and very high organic matter soils. So the objectives of our research were to first evaluate nitrous oxide emissions from enhanced efficiency fertilizers as compared to ammonia injection. And we also wanted to quantify these nitrous oxide emissions as a function of crop yield using yield-scaled emissions. And we wanted to also assess soil nitrogen availability and environmental factors that regulate nitrous oxide emissions from soils. So in our study, we had five treatments. First, we had a control with no fertilizer added. And our first enhanced efficiency fertilizer is granular ESN, or environmentally smart nitrogen, which is a polymer-coated urea. And then we had liquid injection of ammonia. We had granular super-U, which is urea and nitrification and urease inhibitors. And we had UAN plus Instinct, which is a liquid injection with urea ammonium nitrate and nitrification inhibitor nitropyrin. And all of these fertilizers were applied at planting in spring at 202 kilograms nitrogen per hectare or 180 pounds per acre. So in our study, we conducted a randomized complete block design using four repetitions over 2 years, and this was conducted in East Central Illinois at the University of Illinois South Farms, and we used vented closed chambers, and we measured gas using a gas chromatograph, and you can see our chamber over here with the septa at the top, and it was clamped using these two clamps. And we measured gas in the early part of the season, May through July, twice per week, and we soil sampled once per week. And at the later part of the growing season, we soil sampled only once per week and soil sampled every other week because we were past the period of peak emissions and we weren't trying to capture those high emissions as much later in the growing season. And we also measured soil moisture, air temperature, and rainfall daily using data loggers, and this is our data logger over here. So first, I'd like to show you our climate data for 2015. In blue, we have rainfall, and in orange, there's temperature. So we can see that the The temperature was fairly consistent throughout the growing season, and it started to cool off a little bit later, and the rainfall was fairly high in the early part of the growing season and then became more evenly distributed towards the later part of the season. In 2016, we see that it started off fairly cool, and then it warmed up, and then the rainfall was more evenly distributed throughout the growing season. And to reemphasize, the rainfall during the period of peak emissions, which is May, June, and July, we have 2015 in blue, 2016 in orange, and the 15-year average in gray. And we can see that in June 2015, we had unseasonably high amounts of rain in East Central Illinois. So we have, so this may affect some of our results. So next, we have our daily nitrous oxide flux for 2015, and I have the climate data minimized in the corner for your reference, and I have grams of nitrogen per hectare per day on the axis, and check or control is in green, ESN is in orange, ammonia injection is in gray, super U is in yellow, and UAN plus instinct is in dark blue, and these colors will be consistent throughout the rest of the presentation. So we see that in 2015, UAN plus instinct actually had the highest peak emission, and that was in early July, and the period of peak emissions was from mid-June to mid-July. And in 2016, we see that the period of peak emissions was a little longer than 2015. We see a little different picture. We see that it started in the beginning of May and went to the end of June, and ammonia injection actually had the highest peak emission, and that was in early June. And we can see that there is a lot of variability in nitrous oxide flux, but that is common for nitrous oxide emission work. So moving on, we have our soil inorganic nitrogen data for 2015 and 2016, and we have nitrate and ammonium. And in 2015, I would like to point out that ESN plus Super U had the most available nitrogen in the soil, and this is likely because of the granular application method. And in 2016, we see Super U and ammonia injection had the highest soil N availability, but those are two different application methods, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But however, when we factored in these cumulative, when we did a comparison of the cumulative soil nitrogen to cumulative nitrous oxide emissions, we found that there was actually no correlation between this and the nitrous oxide emissions for our experiment. So next I have those cumulative nitrous oxide emissions, and this is in grams per nitrogen per hectare. So we see that in 2015, UAN plus instinct had significantly higher emissions than the rest of the treatments. And in 2016, ammonia injection had the highest emissions. And I'd also like to point out that Super U in both years had emissions that were not significantly different from the unfertilized control. And for 2015, we see that all of the fertilized fields yielded the same increased to the unfertilized control. So the enhanced efficiency fertilizers were not any better than ammonia injection. And in 2016, we see that UAN plus instinct actually had lower emissions than the other three treatments and was not different from the control, but they both had fairly high yields that year. This is quite a high yield for an unfertilized control. So when we factor in this yield data to our overall cumulative emissions, we get our yield scaled emissions. And we see that because the yields were fairly consistent, the relative distribution between the treatments is still maintained. We still see UAN plus instinct has the highest emissions and ammonia injection has the highest emissions in their respective years. So in conclusion, enhanced efficiency fertilizers did not improve yield compared to ammonia injection, and Super U emissions were not different from the control in both years and also had yields that were higher than the control in both years. In 2015, UAN plus instinct had the highest overall emissions. In 2016, because ammonia injection was the highest, we see that these fertilizers did reduce both area and yield scaled emissions. So, however, with inconsistent results in both 2015 and 16, we see that in our specific system in Illinois, these fertilizers may not be an immediately promising way to reduce nitrous oxide emissions in our high clay, high organic matter, rain-fed corn soybean rotation soils. So with that, I would like to thank Kristen Greer, Ben Buckley, Sherry Eskar, Joe Edwards, and Juan Verhel for helping me with this experiment, and of course, the Illinois Nutrient Research and Education Council and the University of Illinois for funding this experiment. And I would like to thank you for your attention, and I will now take any questions. Not in this experiment, but there are people that are looking into nitrogen modeling in our lab. That would be an interesting way to look at this data further, but no, not in this experiment.
Any more questions,
please? Yes. Yeah, I saw your nutrient rating 200, 100, and how do you see the line of relationship? Oh, well, this was... she was asking why we had 202 kilograms nitrogen per hectare applied, and that's when we converted it to SI units. It's 180 pounds per acre, which is a more standard rate of nitrogen fertilizer in Illinois, but when you make that conversion, you get that very specific number. Yeah, he was asking why UAN plus Instinct had the highest emissions in 2015, and we are still researching why that happened. That's a really great question. It likely has something to do with its interaction with the soil moisture, the wetting and drying, something to do with the high rainfall in 2015, but we're still looking into that question. Thank you. We just finished getting our data about a month and a half ago, and no, we did not have time to make that correlation, but that is something that we are definitely going to look into. Thank you. Yeah, that's correct. He was asking if the cumulative emissions were for the growing season or for the whole year, and it was for the growing season. We only collected data in our fields using direct measurements from planting to harvest. So this is not representative of an entire year, just during the growing season, which tends to have the peak nitrous oxide emissions in general. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.